At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 361. As I mentioned on last week's show, I've been traveling this week, first to Berlin for the annual IFA show, the 100th anniversary, in fact, to this massive consumer electronics and tech convention, with more than 180,000 attendees expected from more than 140 countries. Then I left Berlin today to go to Greece, just arrived in Athens a couple of hours ago, celebrating my wife Kelly's big birthday, and so we're hitting the islands soon as well. So a lot going on here, but as promised, there's still a fresh show for you today, as I brought my recording gear with me, as you can hear. In fact, this hour, I'll play two interviews recorded in Berlin, one with Intel about its new Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops coming out September 24th and what they can do. And speaking of laptops, I also sat down with the global head of marketing at Asus, one of the biggest computer companies in the world, to hear what's new with their upcoming laptops, including models with, get this, up to 27 hours. Of battery life, and that's for video playback. That's the equivalent of about 15 back-to-back movies. So we're going to talk with Asus this hour as well. Also on the show, and speaking of movies, Smell-O-Vision is back, of sorts, with a company called MovieScent. They have brought smell to feature films and TV shows and games at home with a small device that emits up to 6 odors or scents. You can swap them out. Crazy. So we're going to get to that this hour as well. I'd love your feedback on MovieScent. If you would buy something like this, you can hit me up on social media. I'll share my handles and all that shortly. So a lot to get to on this week's Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs. And speaking of which, let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview from IFA in Berlin with Intel. All right, so here in Berlin at the big Intel event just ahead of IFA, and it's a big week for the company where they've just unveiled their next generation Intel Core Ultra-powered PCs, Series 2. I'm joined by Josh Newman, VP of Client Computing Group and GM of Product Marketing and Management at Intel. Nice to see you, and congratulations on the big news today.
Thanks, Mark. Great to see you. Great to have you here.
So why don't we start off at a high level for the billions of PC users around the world. What is this big news? What's the significance of it in plain English?
Okay, well, we launched a brand new version of the Core Ultra processor for thin and light notebooks that has incredible power efficiency. That just translates to longer battery life and the systems that will use it. But it's also significantly better performance, much better graphics for things like gaming and other applications that use the graphics engine, and then the best AI performance in any PC in thin and light notebooks. So it's just a a really incredible product that will make future thin and light laptops much better.
All right, so thanks for the clarification. Today's announcement, which is, I think, these are collectively known as Intel Core Ultra Series 2. And we will unpack, as you mentioned, some of the things like what it means for gamers. We'll talk about AI in a moment. But to be clear, this is for laptops, not desktops. Obviously, this is the bulk of your product lineup. Is that fair?
That's right. This product is really designed and thought of for laptops, and especially like the thinnest and lightest laptops.
And that's obviously the trend. And we don't want sacrifices as consumers, right? We want something that's thin and light, yet we don't want to trade performance for that portability, and we don't want to trade battery life for that power. So it's a very challenging thing, no doubt. Before we talk about AI, when it comes to PC performance, whether it's basic tasks like word processing and email and web browsing, or on the other end of the spectrum, something for gamers that you've hinted at, can you quantify how much better these new Intel Core Ultra PCs are over, let's say, last year's generation or maybe against your competitors?
Yeah, I mean, depending on what you're doing. It could be in typical applications like Microsoft Word, or you're collaborating over Microsoft Teams and you're working on a Word document together with somebody. You could see, you know, 10% faster performance on kind of a basic application like that. When you start to get to some of the things, like if you want to play a game on the side, right? You're done with your work for the day, or you're done with your homework, you want to fire up a game on your thin and light notebook. On average, you get 30% faster performance than the prior generation of Core Ultra or the current shipping Core Ultras. But there are cases we've seen up to 80% improvement in games. So that just means faster frame rate, smoother play, more immersive gaming that you never thought possible on a really thin notebook.
That's significant, obviously. Is that using Intel's Arc graphics, like the integrated graphics, or is that with, let's say, an NVIDIA graphics?
Yeah. No, so this is actually integrated into the processor itself. It uses Intel Arc graphics. It actually uses the same type of graphics we put into the Intel Arc discrete graphics cards. So it gets all the same benefits of the software driver support, the gaming optimizations to make sure it runs well that a high-end discrete card would get, but now it's coming integrated into a laptop at really low power levels. So, you know, the latest and greatest games are gonna benefit from that, because they generally like to be developed for the big discrete graphics cards. But now all that work will translate to making sure they also run really well on this integrated Intel Arc graphics.
Yeah, awesome. And again, you don't need that really chunky laptop in order to play a game, you know, the old Backbreaker 3000 kind of thing. You can get that thin and light form factor and play games on the go, which certainly is welcomed by many. And speaking of being on the go, one of the first things you said, Josh, was that energy efficiency was a priority this year. Can you quantify that in pure sort of battery life or hours of use? Because I don't think the wattage and all that means a lot to the average person.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. There's so many different ways to measure battery life. Like, it really depends on what you're doing with the laptop, how bright you're running the screen, are you connected to Wi-Fi or not? All these different things matter in terms of determining battery life. But we've seen scenarios of over 20 hours of battery life on office productivity scenarios. So, you know, not just watching a movie at really dim screen settings and everything else is off. This is actually doing office productivity work, you know, at the rate, you know, and pace that people actually do that.
Real applications.
Real work. Like, yeah, it's really trying to follow how people actually work. You know, you're active for about 20 minutes doing some intense stuff. You want the screen at a reasonable brightness so you can see it. Then maybe you're idle for a little bit while you're getting a drink or whatever, but then you come back to it. And so it's these sort of battery life tests will measure that kind of typical user behavior so that we can make sure when we say, hey, we've measured 20 hours with this kind of scenario, that when you get that kind of laptop that you're going to experience that.
We are chatting with Josh Newman, VP of Client Computing Group. He's also General Manager for Product Marketing and Management at Intel. We're here in Berlin just ahead of the IFA convention or conference, where Intel has chosen this week to unveil their latest processors, this time for the thin and light laptop space. Let's chat, please, a bit about AI before we wrap up. This is obviously a big buzzword, but real world applications here across the board, whether you're in for business, or you're a content creator, you're a student, what can we expect with these Series 2 Intel Core Ultra-powered PCs?
Yeah, so the new Core Ultra Series 2 processors have three different AI engines in them, and that's important. It's a CPU, GPU, and what we call an NPU.
Neural processing unit,
that's right. And, you know, which one matters depends on what the software application wants to do. Right, so the people who create the software applications, the software developers, they decide which is going to be the best engine, or maybe they're going to use multiple engines to deliver meaningful experiences.
I also saw a demo earlier today, sorry to cut you off, Josh, of this running side-by-side with a Qualcomm-based PC, and it was more than twice as fast to upgrade that same photo that was heavily pixelated compared to the competing chip.
And they help your battery last longer as they do it. Like, the other one that's really popular when you talk about AI is just the, you know, generative AI, the prospect. And what that means is you imagine you're creating a PowerPoint presentation for a school project. And within that, you say, you know, to make this particular chart more interesting, it would be great if I had a picture of, you know, insert here, whatever you can think of. And you don't want to go searching to go find the picture or worry if you have the rights to use that picture or what have you. So now with generative AI, you can just do is type in with a few words, I want a picture of a monkey holding a banana in the jungle, and, you know, boom, the AI will actually generate that picture for you, and it'll be a picture that you can use. You don't have to worry about license rights, all those things. So.
And today they were saying that that can be done as quick as 5 seconds compared to last year's, the first-gen Intel Core Ultra-powered PCs. That would be about 15 to 20 seconds. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a considerable speed up.
Finally, how do people know that it's a second gen or a Series 2 Intel Core Ultra powered PC? Is there a little badge or sticker on the side of the laptop? Or online, will we be able to easily identify these, and when will they be available?
That's right. So the way you'll know is it's a Core Ultra processor, but then if you go into either the fact card that comes, you know, on the retail shelf or online, if you look at the processor number, it'll say Core Ultra 200V. Not necessarily 200, it'll be like a number like 268 or 248, but there'll be a V as in Victor at the end of that number string. And that's how they'll know that that laptop features the new Core Ultra Series 2 processor. So that's point one. It's generally, you'll find that sometime it'll be right on the fact tag at a retail shop. It'll generally be easy to find on online as you're looking at specs for a laptop. Sometimes they'll have to click the spec link to go find that next level of detail, but that'll be the way to identify it, is the V at the end of the processor number after the Core Ultra name. Some of the OEMs are going to be starting pre-orders now, but they'll go on sale everywhere online and in retail stores on September 24th.
All right, September 24th is when we can expect availability, but available for pre-order now. And finally, is there a website where we can learn more about the Series 2 Intel Core Ultra PCs?
Well, it's always good to just start at www.intel.com. You'll be able to find lots of information about the new Intel Core Ultra Series 2 processors.
Awesome. Josh, thank you so much. Congratulations on a big week, and I can't wait to get my hands on these. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, so after this short break, we are going to chat with one of those OEMs, those computer manufacturers, Asus, when we return. They're one of the ones who have embraced the Intel Core Ultra Series 2 or V200 series chips from Intel, and they've even exceeded the estimated 20 hours of battery life that we just heard about with Josh from Intel, with up to a 27-hour charge on a laptop, and that's for video playback, no less, which is unbelievable. So we're going to hear all about that with Asus when we return from Berlin and the IFA Tech Show. So stick with us, a lot more Tech It Out coming right up after this short break.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to Tech It Out. So I'm here with Gallup Fu. He's Global Marketing Director for Consumer PCs at ASUS. We're at the ASUS event just ahead of IFA in Berlin. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, for having me here in the show. Yeah.
Great. All right. So at a high level, what was your event all about? What did you unveil here?
Oh, yeah. So today, I think the main topic for us is to unveil the latest generation of product, all powered by Intel Core Ultra Series 2 processor, codenamed Luna Lake. So not only the laptops, you know, we have different form factors, you know, from laptop to convertible to even the NUC mini PC. We are the one and probably the only one to really expand and try to explore the potential, you know, of this chip, you know, in different form factor for different type of target audience and lifestyles.
All right, so you're embracing the new Intel Core Ultra Series 2 chips that were also unveiled this week here ahead of IFA. And congrats, by the way, with the announcement on stage today that Asus was the number one PC manufacturer in Europe for the first half of 2024. What is it, do you think, about Asus as a brand and your flagship products like ZenBook and VivoBook, for example, that is standing out against the competition?
Oh, yeah, that's a very good question. We have discussion around this topic internally a lot, right? Because in Asus, you know, of course, we're very competitive and we're always the first one to launch the new platform, no matter it's Intel, Qualcomm, or AMD. We're always the number one to launch and number one to have the product on shelf across, you know, all different countries around the world, right? But then, even though, you know, we were very competitive in this part and we always have this kind of time advantage, you know, when it comes to new silicon, and because we have some great R&D, you know, and engineers in our company, right? But still, for AI PC, you know, we can be fast, right? But then after 3 months, after 2 quarters, in next year, in 2 years, everything will be AI PC. What stands out and what's really critical is the, I would call it the spirit of the product, the soul of the product, right? Because we see some other brands just, you know, have some big shout out and call out, and even they add AI, you know, attached to their product name and also AI on their wallpaper. They want everyone to know, hey, this is an AI PC. But at the same time, I feel somehow, you know, the soul of the product disappeared, you know, with this wave of AI PC campaign promotion, right? So, for example, like our ZenBook, of course, it is powered by AI. It's powered by the latest, greatest Intel Core Ultra Series 2 processor. It is very capable, you know, with its MPU to handle all the AI tasks. But what we believe, you know, to really make it something sustainable and really leave a mark, you know, in consumers' mind, still about how people feel and think about ZenBook, you know, as a product, you know, which they will carry out every day. So like I mentioned in the presentation, you know, we spent a lot of time to find a new material, the ceruminum, you know, to create a kind of metal plus ceramic touch and feel, you know, for that type of target audience who really value, you know, aesthetic, mm-hmm. and also the kind of artistic level of the product, you know, and we believe that's actually the right thing, and that's the soul of the product.
So it's got this premium finish to it, the ceramic feel to it, nice cool to the touch, fused with the durability of aluminum, so it's like a win-win.
You got it all, yeah.
And I know from a marketing perspective, you've touched on this, that you tap into the emotion of this device, the attachment, and how much we rely on it for work or play. Before I let you go, I wanted to give you a chance to chat with my audience about the new devices. At a high level, actually there was two. There was both a ZenBook and a VivoBook that had up to 27 hours of video playback, offline video playback. Super impressive. What else stands out about these new devices to you, such as the ZenBook S14?
Several weeks ago, you know, we were, you know, trying to finalize everything, you know, of the presentation that I see today, right? And when it comes to all the performance data, you know, we need to have a lot of discussion and cross-check with the R&D directory, right? And when it comes to battery life, for the first time, hey, 27 hours video playback, and there must be something wrong. Redo. And they tested like 2 or 3 times and validate, you know, and confirm, hey, it is really 27 hours, you know, even without OLED display. Wow, that's really mind-blowing, you know. So that's really something that will change the way, you know, people interact with the PC like that. I really feel that then all the Lunar product, they have a very good chance to, along with our engineering effort, of course, to compete with Apple, with MacBook, you know, this time. You know, I think that's something really interesting to see. And another thing still, I think it's all about, I think Jim, you know, mentioned that as well. I think internally, it's the term we call like Z-height. Yeah, Z-height basically means the thickness of the laptop. And actually, the Z-height, you know, plus one, for example, you know, if we want to reduce 0.1 centimeter of Z-height, the amount of engineering effort behind
just
that.
For 1 millimeter.
Yeah, just for 1 millimeter is very hard to imagine. Somehow, you know, for the ZenBook and also with the CNC aluminum, we managed to keep it only 11 millimeter. It's really, really difficult. But again, you know, I think thanks to our great R&D team and also the power efficiency of the Intel Core Ultra Series 2, we managed to achieve that. I personally like to touch and feel and have a try hands-on, you know, on our product and also competitors' product. But this time, the Zenbook S14 is really something, you know, until now, I think it's one of the best laptops, you know, we ever have, you know, overall, you know, from the design, the aesthetic appeals, and also the functionality, the performance, battery life, it's really all around.
I want to thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a great IFA. Asus.com for our listeners to check out these new Intel Core Ultra Series 2 powered ZenBooks and VivoBooks. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Speaking of watching movies, Smell-O-Vision is back with a product called Movie Scent. Stick with us. We'll tell you all about it on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I won't be lying.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. Guess what, entertainment fans? Smell-O-Vision is back, of sorts, with a new product for the home called Movie Scent, which adds the extra sense of smell to your favorite flicks. As we'll hear from our guest, Casey Bunce, president of Elevated Perceptions, Movie Scent leverages AI, artificial intelligence, to release real-time scents based on what's happening on screen. Welcome to the show, Casey. Looking forward to this conversation.
Hey, Mark. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate you having me on.
For sure. So look, more so than ever before, people are able to replicate the movie theater experience in their homes, right? We've got huge TVs, 80-inch, 90-inch, 100-inch TVs, or a projector, which is even bigger, a surround sound experience, you know, with deep bass, and even chairs that you can sit in with that haptic feedback. You know, they vibrate according to what's happening on screen. But you have a solution that takes it even one step further. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've just kind of led right into it, right? I mean, the progression of the home theater system, or the home theater man cave, or whatever you want to call it, where people live to enjoy their entertainment at home. We've come up with a solution or a product to increase and add another level of immersion, another level of dimension, if you will, to your home theater experience. In doing so, we've brought olfaction, right, or the sense of smell, the human sense of smell, to your home. So in other words, with our device, with Movie Scent, you can literally immerse yourself in the environment that you're seeing on screen, live time. In other words, if you're watching your favorite, rom-com or something, and there's an ocean scene or a scene on the beach, or maybe in a boat on the ocean or something like that, that's going to trigger, we pick up sound cues in that scene, and that's going to trigger the ocean scent. You know, like when you walk through the beach, you know, if people have been to the beach, they know that smell. It's like that salty ocean air.
Yeah.
And we actually added salt into that into that scent. And so you can actually taste it well. And if you know, I don't know if anybody knows anything about the sense of smell and taste, but they kind of go hand in hand quite immensely.
Yeah.
So that is basically, and of course, it's not just that smell. There's all kinds of different smells. You can customize a system. And, you know, so if you really get to know it, and you really get to know our variety of scents, which we're coming out with a lot more in the next few months, hopefully 40 by the end of the year total, you can really customize your movie scent to your experience of what you're going to watch, right? So you're like, oh, you know, honey, let's watch an action movie or whatever it is. You can, you know, then open up your movie scent, open the app. It's all app driven.
Okay, yeah.
And then you take out the cartridge or the bottle and then put the bottle inside it. And then you assign it to that slot, to that numbered chamber on the app. And that way it knows, okay, that there's, you know, now there's now explosions in slot one, or there's now, you know, ocean in slot two, et cetera.
Before I ask you about how it works exactly, you know, because it's radio, Casey, or an audio based podcast, could you explain what it looks like? Does it look kind of like a computer printer or something?
Of course. No, we've got a little bit better design, thank goodness. But, it's actually quite aesthetic and pleasing, in my opinion. It's a hexagonal shape. It's about seven and a half inches tall. And then, hexagonally, if you go from the biggest corner to the biggest corner, it's about 6 inches across. It's pretty light, you know, I mean, full of scent. It's just a little over a pound or two, probably like 2 pounds maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. And that's completely full of scent. I mean, how it really works, basically, that's just what it looks like. I mean,
yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right now online.
It's going to be coming in white as well, more so for movie scent, but we have a black version that we're launching with. And then white will be available. And, you know, I don't know for sure yet in the future, but we've already been doing custom wraps for certain people as gifts, but we may just offer that exclusively, but we don't know yet if we're going to do it.
All right. And I see on top there's six areas where the scent would emit from.
into the air.
That's correct. Right? Yes, okay. That's correct. It's got six different chambers, and that's why it's a hexagonal shape, right? And so they snap in, and the top is basically an emitter that turns, you know, that atomizes the liquid into a mist, if you will.
As a geek, this is where I'm curious how it works exactly. So these are like vials that you put in, like just as you'd buy ink for your printer, what we call consumables in the industry, you're going to be buying these vials that go in. And also, is it wireless or does it need to be connected to a TV through a cable?
That's a great question. Yes, essentially it is wireless. You do have to have it powered. And I keep it wirelessly powered by having a battery pack. It connects in, you know, off of one of your little battery packs that you say you can carry around.
Yeah, yeah, a power bank or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, off of that. So you just use your little USB-C to the power pack, and you're, you know, you can move it around anywhere in your room.
But you can plug it into the wall, though, right?
You can, yes, just like a regular USB-C, you know. Same cord, just you use your, you know, your wall port. Yeah, and so, but great analogy for the printer. I mean, yeah, so it doesn't look like a printer, obviously, but we go one step further, and we provide the initial purchase with six full bottles of scent, right? And unlike printers, where they give you a little bit of printer ink in each color, and then you have to go out and buy a whole new pack of cartridges for your ink. This will last you a whole quite a long time from the very get-go on your purchase. The only thing, if you wanted to change the scents in it, then purchase additional scents to change it up. But we do provide full bottles. And that's $120 value, basically.
All right.
Along with the scent, you know, with the units.
Just to go back to the unit, it doesn't plug into a TV. It's a standalone unit. Is it Wi-Fi based? And is it your phone that listens to what's happening on screen?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I'll walk you kind of through it here.
Yeah.
So there's three parts basically, right? You have an app on your phone, and then you have the unit itself, the hexagonal shaped unit, and you also have a little adapter. That's kind of the bread and butter. So the adapter, you run to a power source, and then you run either HDMI, or if you're using a soundbar, optical. If you're using maybe a laptop or something like that, you can use 3.5 millimeter. That captures the sound lifetime, okay, through a pass-through. So we're not, you know, there's no interference or anything like that. So it's a pass-through on another inlay. It captures the sound, sends it to the cloud, and our proprietary AI software deduces what that sounds are, what those sound cues are, and then it figures out what scent to release accordingly.
Sorry, Casey, we need to just put a pin in that for a moment. More about movie scent and how this smell-o-vision-like technology works when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's built as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever, and we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Casey Bunce, president of Elevated Perceptions. They're the folks behind MovieScent, and that's S-C-E-N-T, of course. This is a device that emits odors into the air. Before the break, Casey, you were telling us how it works, and sorry we had to take a short break, but please continue your thought.
So what you do is you download the app. It walks you through a tutorial, so it's easy to set up, and then you turn the units on, the unit itself, the MovieScent and the adapter, they power on, and then it'll go into pairing mode, and you pair it through the app. And it's a simple double pairing process. So you pair the adapter first, and then it continuously pairs the atomizer with.
All right. So again, just to be clear for our listeners, GameScent is this hexagonal device, first shipping in black, but you may explore other colors. It's in your family room or man cave, your she shed, whatever you call it. And it plugs into the wall, or you can plug into a power bank, the little battery, if you want. But it does still connect to audio of your TV or a soundbar. And when it listens to a scene in the movie and detects, I don't know, gunfire in an action film like John Wick or a beach scene, it will emit relevant odors into the air in near real time to give you that extra suspension of disbelief, right? That extra immersion, as you called it. But that's essentially how it works. So the app, what's the app used for exactly?
So the app is there's multiple functions, and we're going to launch a fully reutilized, basically, version that, because we've added so many new, great, amazing things. But that comes live here pretty soon. But the app is basically how you're going to pair it, for one. Also, assign new scents if you're going to customize it.
Okay.
And pretty soon, we'll be having daisy chaining, which I'm sure you're familiar with. But, just like you do your Bluetooth speakers around your house, you can daisy chain two or three or four units of MovieScent together. And then now you have a much larger library of scent for the movie that you're going to be watching. And so that's not out yet, but it's coming.
Okay.
Cool. And that way you don't have to, you can buy a few units if you're really, really into it. I think a lot of adopters will be, especially ones with amazing home theater systems that have spent a lot of money in their sound and visual, and maybe, like you said, they have the haptics and stuff like that, it's some of these actual theaters and homes that they've set up. So this is a really, bringing a 4D experience into your own home. You don't have to go to the movies and have to deal with the crowds and stuff like that. You can make your own popcorn, get your own snacks, and do it right here at home.
Presumably it can also work with TV shows, Casey?
Oh yeah, it works with TV shows. Any way you're gonna watch, your entertainment, even live sports. You're watching the Golf Channel, you're a big golfer, guess what? We got fresh cut grass scent. So it picks awesome. Up on that stroke of the of the golf swing. And then you're gonna smell that fresh cut grass. And there's other cues as well.
Love it. And I was going to ask you about video games, too, because your company also has another product called GameScent, which is for gamers, right? Same idea.
Yes. Same exact idea. Just, the initial, it even looks very similar. It's almost the same product. It's just a little different. The adapter's a little different, stuff like that. But yes, it is our first product we launched. That was back in March. An amazing response to it. Went completely viral on our press release, actually. I think we got like 2.2 billion hits on that, which is amazing, but it's also a problem. We had to grow rapidly and also listening to the community and our early adopters and our fans and the community that we're building, and they help us, make it better. As far as the accuracy of the sense go, we've gotten much more accurate than when we launched movies, I mean, excuse me, game sense.
Yeah.
And of course the sense work for both, you know, you can buy one, you know, and you don't have to buy two units. And to be honest with you, you can buy one unit and use them for both.
Very cool. And how do you replace the sense after what I think it's like 4,000 uses?
4,000 sprays or 4,000 atomizations.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. And then is it easy to replace?
Yeah, it's very easy. So what you would do, you just pull the lid off of the movie scent, and then you open your app up, of course, right? And then you just set you're replacing the scent, changing the scent, and you pick the scent. They're numbered 1 through 6 in each cart, in each slot, excuse me.
Yeah.
And so you pull that bottle out. It's got like a magnetic power tabs, right? So it kind of sticks. You'll see like you'll drop it in, it'll pop in and it'll stick to where the power ports are for the atomization top of the bottle. And so you just pull it out. It comes out easily. You take the cap off, you know, and you use the new cap and screw it onto the new scent. And it has a wick in there. So the wick kind of wicks up to the atomizer on the top of the bottle. And then you just drop it right in the slot. And then, of course, let's say you took out a forest and you put in ocean. So you take out forest and you, on the app, you said in slot one, I'm putting in ocean, and you just assign it to slot one now is ocean instead of forest. That simple. And boom, you're ready to go.
Love it. All right. So here's the big question, Casey. I think this sounds fascinating, and I'm old enough to remember Smell-O-Vision in the movie theaters, as well as a product called DigiSense, which was supposed to be the same thing. I experienced that at the Consumer Electronics Show 20-odd years ago. I don't think it ever came out, but I had a demo of it for websites. Like you go to, you know, roses.com, and it'll emit the smell of roses, that kind of thing. So I'm fascinated by the idea of this. I haven't yet tried movie scent, but why do you think people would want this? And what would you say to those who think it's just a gimmick?
What's a great question, Mark. You know, there's always going to be naysayers, you know, and that's okay. Not everybody's going to love it, but I think everybody's going to love it. You know, so.
Very objectively, yes.
Right. You know, of course, it's something new. Some people are skeptical about those kind of things, right? Sure. And that's fine. And what I would say to them is go out and buy it, try it out yourself, and just, you know, and see how great it is and how much more enjoyment it brings to your experience. You know what I mean? They think it's a gimmick again. I would say try it out, see for yourself. And also I think, you know, they may be skeptical because it never worked before, right? Like you were just talking about, you're talking about other companies that tried this, but the thing is the technology now has brought us to a point to where we can make it work accurately.
A few more minutes with Casey from Movie Scent when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
So what you have here is, you know, you're in your man cave or your she shed or what, like you said earlier.
They used to call it a dame den, but I don't think that's a politically politically correct term these days. I don't think people call women dames anymore, thankfully.
No, I think mine would slap me if I called her that. No, but yeah, so let's say, you know, let's say I'm in my man cave and I'm watching, you know, or I'm playing Call of Duty or I'm watching, you know, Saving Private Ryan, right? And, you know, there's a lot of explosions, a lot of gunfire, and I have the slots loaded with those scents. Well, my wife comes home from work, and we got company coming, like, you know, the in-laws are coming in an hour, and she's like, it smells like a freaking war zone.
Then you'll get that slap, for sure.
yeah, sorry, babe.
So, yeah, so it'll sort of neutralize that scent that came before it, right?
Yes, you open your app, and you can manually release it. You can actually manually release any scent you want via the app. You just tap on the cartridge, the number. When you open your app, it looks just like the top of the unit with the lid off.
Uh-huh.
So it shows you six, you know, cylindrical slots, and you can just tap on it and it'll release that scent. But with the clear air scent, you just take it out, you open your app, you tap that thing, and then you clear the air, and it actually binds and bonds with the molecules of those actual scents and, you know, reduces that scent from the air. It does have its own little clear, clean, Febreze, if you will, smell, you know.
Sure. All right, so then finally, how much does movie scent cost, and where can we learn more, including further examples of what you can smell during movies and TV shows and games?
Yes.
And all that, and where you can order one?
You can go on our website, moviescent.com. You can go on Amazon. You can go on Walmart.com. You can go on BestBuy.com. You get it from all those places. And a lot of people are going to just default to Amazon because we've been programmed that way. But
yeah,
you can also, on our website, you can see what the new scents are coming. We also have, you know, community pages and stuff like that that you can you know, tag onto from their website, and then, you know, follow us on those pages as well. Of course, our social media and whatnot. So you can see the upcoming scents that are going to be coming out and all the new things. And as far as the price is concerned, it retails for $179.99, but we're going to be launching at $149.99 till the end of September, gearing up for Q4 and stuff like that. So yeah, come out. Get it, you know, support us and get excited. I mean, it is a really cool product, man. I mean, I love it. And I think a lot of people are gonna love it. I mean, you know, we have all kinds of different genres of people watching different genres of movie. If you're a slasher movie fan or whatever, you know, guess what? We got blood and zombies.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, or air games wise too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the sky's the limit here, you know? So it's, I think people are going to really love it.
And they're never going to want to go to a movie theater again.
That's right. Who wants to go there?
quickly, Casey, how much are the replacement vials, the scents?
Yeah, they're bottles. Yeah, okay. I mean, essentially they're bottles, right? So we made them pretty big. We made them 50 milliliters because, you know, we don't want people to have to run in a week or two and buy new ones. They're about $19.99, but we'll have packs that are on sale. We'll have three packs, and we'll also have correlated scents to movie packs. Like, there's this new movie coming out. We have this pack, right? There's a new Ninja Turtle movie coming out. It is not, but I'm going to say if there was, we'd have like pizza, you know, we'd have certain things great. Like the big city smell.
Yeah, I can see the partnership opportunities for MovieSense and movie studios. So good luck with that. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
So MovieSense.com, again, that's SCENT.com. Our guest has been Casey Bunce. Great to chat with you, Casey. Really exciting launch of this new product, both MovieSense and GameSense. So congratulations and thanks for your time. All the best.
Yeah, Mark, I really appreciate you having me on. I appreciate it. And thank you very much.
And I appreciate you, the Tech It Out listener. Thank you for joining us this hour. A huge thank you to Intel and Visa, my partners on this program. Intel has their new Intel Core Ultra Series 2 powered PCs unveiled this past week in Berlin at the IFA show. Speaking of computers, don't forget to properly back up your files on a regular basis. I always trust SanDisk and Western Digital external drives that hold a ton of data. No cloud or subscription required. Love it. WesternDigital.com has more. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. A Myrtle Beach area staple that has helped support veterans is in jeopardy of closing. Lou Mascherino and his staff opened the first Veterans Cafe location in Myrtle Beach 15 years ago. It has since moved to Sacasti, but now they're fighting to keep the lights on. Mascherino explained the rent doubled last year after new owners took over the building. He said he's also been battling some health conditions that aren't letting him run the cafe like he used to. Because of that, he said he may have to close the cafe in October. Mascherino said one thing that has remained a constant in his restaurant is the full community support. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.